www.blogtalkradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I am giddy with delight here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. You know why?
Giddy,
because Ty Bollinger is here. And we just interviewed Dr. Linda Isaacs. I've been wanting to do that forever.
Wasn't that great?
It was awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
Healing Strong. HealingStrong.com. We're at a cancer conference in Atlanta, just wrapping it up. Ty Bollinger, we've got some great guests scheduled, including the organizer, Susie Griswold, will join us a little later. Chris Wark.
Crispy Cancer.
He's going to be awesome. And so hopefully we'll get
Courtney Campbell.
Yeah, we want more living examples. And
yeah.
We got one this segment, by
yes,
the way.
We do.
You know, we talked to Dr. Linda Isaacs. One of her patients is here, survivor of pancreatic cancer. Those that say, you can't survive that without, you know, no,
pancreatic.
It's true. You can recover.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've talked to Dr. Nick Gonzalez over the years. So that's why it was so great to get Dr. Isaacs on. And now we have Ann Cooper with us for the first time ever. Ann, you are amazing.
Thank you so much. I think so.
Well, we're honored to have you on board. Again, a real living example, because you are the most dangerous thing to the medical monopoly. You
I
know
ran
that.
Into that.
They rather than praise you and say, oh, my God, God bless you, you're alive, and what did you do? Let's learn from you. They say, oh, this is not right. We can't have people going down this road because you're providing false hope. False hope, you're real. You're
yeah.
alive.
And they also say, oh, something must have gone wrong. They made a mistake. The biopsy was not, you know, you didn't have a biopsy. Yes, I did. Mayo Clinic.
They proved it was there.
Yeah, it was there. And they can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And what year were you diagnosed with pancreatic cancer?
I was diagnosed in February of 2001.
February
wow.
2001. Now,
wow.
the average survival for traditional oncological treatment is not very long.
No, at that time they told me that if I did not have surgery and did not have chemo and did not have radiation, it would be or any of those, the above, I would have a 3 to 6 month lifespan.
Did they want to do a Whipple procedure on you?
Oh, did they want to do a Whipple procedure? Three surgeons explained. I kept asking. And that's one thing I'd tell to any patient that hears that devastating news, because I knew nothing about it. I didn't even know where my pancreas was situated in my body. I did know that it did insulin, and I had no idea about anything else that it did. It's the only organ that does two things. And, but they told me about it, and I thought, oh, my word. So if I could live... if I went through all the surgery, all the radiation, everything else, and made it through that, then my life expectancy, all they could promise me was 15 to 18 months and maybe a 0.5% chance of living beyond that.
That didn't sound good to you, did it?
It did sound. You know, you're going to be six for 6 months.
Six months. Yeah, the yeah. quality of life's not going to be good. So did you already know at this time about Dr. Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Kelly, Dr.
No.
Isaacs?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
So
I became a patient of Dr. Kelly. I mean, Dr. I already knew about Dr. Kelly.
Okay, yes.
Okay, I talked to him. But, and that was soon after, they found the tumor in December of 2000.
Okay.
And I had a good celebration that year. Remember the year 2000, the world was supposed to go
right.
in. Anyway.
Yeah.
I found Dr. Gonzalez and Dr. Isaacs through unusual circumstances and found out that they were doing a trial test and flew to New York. I believe it was towards the end of March of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the scenario of where we went.
Yeah, what Dr. Isaacs had described to us is that you were going into the trial, but the surgeons involved said,
yeah,
well, no, you're still eligible to get that surgery, and that, therefore we cannot allow you in. And you said, what do you mean? I don't want the surgery. Shouldn't I have the choice to do this? And they said, no way. So they wouldn't let you in.
That's exactly what happened. I met with the head surgeon at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital who was, I can't remember his name right now, but anyway, he, and it's probably, well, I can't because I don't want to cause any problems. But he just said, and Mrs. Cooper, why can't you have surgery? And I said, doctor, I can have surgery. And this was after we'd sent in all kinds of tests.
Right.
I had a very good medical doctor, I've got to say that, that sent in, did the test, blood test.
Everything you needed to
everything,
do.
Everything. Yeah. And you cannot be in the trial test. And, of course, I was looking forward to that. And it wasn't a placebo-type test. It was
right.
new.
It was a clinical trial.
Yeah.
So you went to Dr. Isaacs, Dr. Gonzalez, and said, I need to do this anyway.
I went crying to Dr. Isaacs, literally crying because I was so disappointed. And she said, yes. And I says, I've got to do this. I'm going to do this. I've already started on some things that I kind of picked up here and there and yon, you know, from friends and this, that, and the other. But I need a regular protocol. And she said, well, if you want to pay for your
supplements,
your
right?
stuff.
Yeah, that's the difference. In the trial, it wouldn't have been, paid for. So
that's
you
right.
you had a survival instinct that you were not going to be denied.
That's right.
Thank God, because you're here today, because you did what they said couldn't be done.
Exactly.
I think that's probably the best money you ever spent, wasn't it, Ann?
It was the best money I ever spent. Now, maybe looking back 13 years later, I don't know, but yeah, it was the best money I ever spent.
You know what? That's amazing. 13 years later.
Yeah.
She just said 13 years
Pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer.
They wanted to do the procedure, chemo, everything, and she didn't. She went through the Kelly Gonzalez Isaacs method, we can call it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's alive sitting right in front of us here at the Healing Strong Conference. And, again, that living example. And as we've said so many times, these are the folks that that profit from the cancer industry and keeping you sick, don't want you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because it calls into question their reality or the reality they want us to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I honestly don't know of a traditional cancer patient with pancreatic cancer that's lived anywhere close to that long.
Oh, I don't either. No. Mm-hmm. I asked two of the surgeons if they could show me one person that lived beyond the 18 months. And they said, well, we're not allowed to open the records. I said, I don't want to see the records or their names. I said, but can you tell me
one
that you... Just, you know, bring one to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they could not.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that
was
confidential.
That says a lot.
And, you know, the thing I would say to your people is... It's hope. You have hope. And if you have faith that you can do the protocol is a little, you know, drastic.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, it is a lifestyle. Yeah. But if you can do it and you know, I went to Mexico with my husband shortly after that on a 2-week vacation because it was close to our 50th anniversary. I went to Disneyland with my daughter and her son, so my grandson there, and to Taos, New Mexico with my other daughter and her two sons. So, you know, those are memories.
Well, was it worth it? You'd never been able to do that.
No.
I mean,
if I'd had surgery. If I'd even had surgery and didn't have the chemo and radiation, I'd never been able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. And you're a threat to their paradigm.
Yeah, I am.
They don't like, you know, it's odd that a profession that claims to be interested in the betterment of people and their well-being does not like people that get healed.
Is frightened
naturally.
By a survivor of pancreatic cancer because she didn't do what
they wanted me to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
did not follow the protocol.
Were you ornery growing up that you just defied authority, or did this just come at that point?
No. I was ornery. I was kind of a rebel.
Yes.
I grew up in the peacenik.
Yes.
Well,
they didn't trust the man, the authoritarians, right?
Right.
But then again, a lot in your generation kind of, after that time, kind of went back into that, okay, we just got to go along with it.
Well, I did too. Mm-hmm. I owned three businesses, and I ran them, and, you know, this was my retirement time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to enjoy that retirement time. I certainly didn't want to be sick. And if there was a chance that I could live and a hope and that I could live and live the life I want. And I've done everything I wanted to do since then for 13 years now. Come on, give me credit. I mean, you know, I've taught classes for my church and for other people. I've answered phone calls from all over the United States and some out of the states to people that are fighting cancer. I've, got to take my grandson's fishing. You know, I've lived life. And so if it were to end tomorrow, at least I've had 13 years that I wouldn't have had.
Would you say, though, you gained a new mission in your life?
Oh, yes.
Through this?
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, and she's still living life.
Yeah.
You can't see her, but she is vibrant and full of energy like you wouldn't believe. And it's been a long weekend.
Well, check out the picture at robertscottbell.com. You'll see how lively and loving and just the smile, the bright, shining light coming through. And you wrote the foreword to Dr. Gonzalez's latest book on what went wrong.
Yes, I
because
did.
Of that story. You know, and what it teaches or what it how it impacts us or how it could impact those out there looking for other options.
Mm-hmm. And I was with Dr. Gonzalez on Dateline, and I was with Dr. Gonzalez on, the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and mainly because I want to get the word out to other people that, you know, it's your decision. It's your life. Investigate it. Find out where you're at, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. Don't just get in fear and say, okay, I've got to do what the doctor says. No, you don't. You can do what you investigate and what conclusion you came up to, And
yeah.
That might be surgery for you. I don't know. But if it is, it's your choice, not theirs.
Isn't that interesting? I think you're picking up on the same
yeah.
thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like here we are, you know, obviously we're all for holistic things, natural things, but we don't tend to want to point a gun and force you to do any of it. We just want you to have the information so you can make an informed decision. What's wrong with those other folks that just don't want us to have the option?
Yeah, it's about the freedom
right.
to choose.
Yeah.
Well, it is about freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, it
is. And that's what we're fighting.
That's the bottom line.
On every front right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's
well,
the freedom.
As I said, it's a spiritual crisis. When I speak about this, yes, we can talk about physiological healing, all, but it really is a crisis of you know, not only faith, but you know the letting the spirit flow through. And spirit is all about freedom, the freedom mm-hmm. to choose, that we're adults.
That's true.
Maturing spiritually to say, I don't need a mommy or daddy doctor to limit my freedom mm-hmm. to choose something that might.
And I'm not going to ask for permission where none is required.
Exactly.
Right.
Well said. Well, Ann Cooper, you're an absolute treasure. We appreciate you so very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on with
thank
us today.
Thank you so much, Ann.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Oh, we got lots more healing to go. Ty Bollinger is here. Robert Scott Bell. So we'll be back after this break with more powerful healing. Susie Griswold and then Chris Work and Courtney Campbell. So stand by for that and a whole lot more. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Cobella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great gobs of gratitude is what I can say. Nice alliteration tie, right?
I love it.
Why would we bring up gratitude? Because Susie Griswold is with us, and
yes,
she put on it, along with her team, of course, and I know she's grateful for all the help, but we are grateful for her because what a heartfelt weekend healing seminar together at HealingStrong.com.
Yeah, really great to have Susie on here, and I want to use this chance real quickly to say thank you to Susie and her team for putting on Healing Strong this weekend. What a fantastic conference we had, because when I got up to speak, I was so rushed to the end, I totally forgot to thank everybody, and I felt terrible, so now this is great. We're on national radio. Susie, thank you so much.
You are welcome. It's our pleasure, really.
Well, this thing was a vision you had, really, and imagine from when it started. You mentioned that you called Ty. Hey, Ty, can you come down and do this? And what it developed into. I mean, we just last hour we had Dr. Linda Isaacs on. I mean, tremendously gifted healers, compassion, the heart of healing, the real teaching that goes on. Not everybody can do. I mean, professional folks that do this couldn't put on something as nice as what you just did.
For those of you that were not able to come, this is just an amazing little setting here in Simpson Wood, and the professionalism, the beauty that's here, and just the conference room was so professional and so bright and light, and I can't describe the ambiance, for lack of a better word, that you have when you walk into this place. It was fantastic. Yeah.
How would you describe your journey to get here? I mean, there probably were times where you're scratching your head going, what have we gotten ourselves into?
We did about 3 months ago, and we only had like 25 people registered, and we were wondering, you know, are we really going to get people to come to this? Because, you know, we're all volunteers doing this, and we have our own healing journey story. And so, you know, that was probably the kicker there, was really trying to see, are we going to be able to have the people to make it, you know, to make it? Because this is this isn't cheap to do. And
no.
So we, you know, we really, it was a huge step of faith. Truly, it was a vision that I had last year after we did HealingStrong.com, and we began to have lots of people call us and really want to touch and find and ask the patients the questions, to really visit with the practitioners and the researchers. You know, we really at that point decided we wanted to have a retreat model. After, of course, we talked to you, Ty, and you're, mm-hmm. you're like, yeah, I can, if you, you know, I can come. I think you said September is good for me, and
yeah.
and why don't you call Chris Work? And so we're like, well, okay, yeah. we'll call Chris Work. And Chris Work's like, well, why don't you call Dr. Judy Seeger?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then Dr. Isaacs learned of what we were doing through one of her patients that's on our patient panel,
yeah.
and she called us. And
the word
so
spread.
It
yeah.
did. It spread. And, you know, the difference, I think, here is that we truly are motivated to empower and equip and educate people with the right information so that they can heal strong, and they can do it in a faith-based manner that's not motivated out of fear, because cancer just evokes
sure.
this real visceral effect,
yeah.
and we really wanted to give people hope. We feel like we've done it this week, and it's been incredible. Just you know, everyone is really enjoying themselves and enjoying the information. And we did it. It's a retreat style, so we're having fun. Mm-hmm. You know, we're
yeah.
giving gifts. We're
it's been a festive.
Yes.
The mood has been festive.
Yeah.
And the food has been incredible.
Yes.
The organic food that they have here.
Yes.
And the people have just been having, it's been a fun time.
Yeah.
It really has been.
Oh, well, thank you. And everybody's enjoyed you guys, too. So it's been so much fun for them to,
good.
You know, it's not a large room. We don't have, it's not a conference model. So, you know, people are actually able to, you know, meet you guys at the tables and talk to you in the hallways and, mm-hmm. you know, do activities together. And we really believe in this. In this is where change happens.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to gain knowledge, and that's important, and information. But when you begin to make personal connections with mm-hmm. people, and you have their phone numbers, and you have their websites, and you have a face to who they are, and you sense the spirit of who they are,
yeah.
it really makes a big difference.
Is it too soon to think about the next one?
Wow. well, we, you know, we're just open to whatever God wants us to do. I mean, I would never have dreamed that it was going to be this.
Well, this is a service. It is a genuine service.
Yeah.
There's a genuine need for it. And, you know, we love you dearly for doing what you've done. And with your team that came together for this,
yeah.
Not all of them feel this special and intimate mm-hmm. as well. So it's unique. It's not about me and it's so big. It's about just serving the folks that really need it.
Yeah.
And put it out there, and it's really
happening. Yeah, yeah. You guys did a great job. And seriously, the icing on the cake was that RSB was here.
Well, no, everybody ran out of the room screaming. Ah!
No, RSB did a great job on his lecture. I got a lot of good feedback.
We had fun. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Hi, great stuff.
Yeah.
Susie, bless you for what you do. Anybody, if you get a chance to come to one of these, please do. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And now we bring on the DJ, MC Chris. MC Chris Ward. MC, is he?
The only thing about this, the guest that we have on now, is that he's really, really shy.
Yes.
He's not good in front of people, and he can hardly talk.
Totally so. Flubbing his lines.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's Chris,
no,
Chris
Wark.
Chris beat cancer, and he was awesome at the Healing Strong Conference. And, Chris, good to have you back on the program.
What's up, Robert? It's great to be on the program, and it's really great to be on the program and looking at your face.
That's
at
crazy.
The same time. This
that
is a first for me.
That can't be good.
Yeah, you notice he didn't say looking at my face.
No, well, that is true.
I had to turn my head. and then I've got Ty on my right and Robert on my left. This is very great.
Yeah, no, it's so good to have Chris here this weekend as the Master of Ceremonies. You did a great job, by the way.
Thank
Fantastic
you.
Fantastic job.
It was a blast. All the people here have been so terrific. I mean, it's been an amazing group of organizers. They deserve all the credit. I'm just blessed to be here.
And if it wasn't for Chris after my lecture, they'd all run screaming out of the room, but he corralled them back in. No, don't go. It'll be better. Oh, we had a great time together. But, yeah, you're poignant, funny. I mean, we had you on telling your story before, of course, and Ty's had you on as well. The, you know, the in-person scenario, the heart of healing at this conference, I have to say, the people are so receptive, so grateful for what's being delivered.
Yeah.
And, you know, from the highest medical degree doctors to the average lay folks here, all interacting, you know, no ego agenda. It's just really coming together about healing.
Yeah, and you know why? It's because it's not a commercial event. You know, the people that put this on are not making any money. They've put countless hours into producing the event because they care about the message. And that's why I'm here too. People care about the message, and the message is that the real hope is that your body can heal.
Mm-hmm.
That's real hope, that you can heal yourself. It's not the false hope created by the cancer industry that this drug, maybe this chemotherapy, might work if your body responds to it. As you and I both know, the response rate to chemo is dismal and at best.
Right. And, of course, the absurdity of looking at cancer as a deficiency of these toxic chemicals that are, you know, belong in no one. I mean, they can kill a healthy person, for goodness sake. You can give it to someone who's immunocompromised with cancer?
Well, yeah, to use the phrase by John Barron, cancer is not a deficiency of chemotherapy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what it is, though, that Chris very well articulated this weekend, is oftentimes it is a nutritional deficiency.
Yes.
And so while we're not deficient in chemotherapy drugs, many people that are diagnosed with cancer are deficient in nutrition. And what Chris did, that he so beautifully told us Friday night, was that he overdosed.
He overdosed on nutrition. You know what happens when you overdose on nutrition? You get well.
You get well.
Right. What if you overdose on chemo? What if you actually, let's say, do a proper dose of chemo? You can die from that. I remember when I was in high school, my best friend, he was kind of a farm boy, farm family, and his dad got cancer, kidney cancer. And we went to, like, somewhere in Texas, like MD Anderson, like, you know, we're going to the best. They dosed him on chemo, and they were supposed to give, like, the number four was in there somewhere. Unfortunately, they quadrupled his dose, and they literally destroyed his kidneys and killed him. And that was long before I was aware of anything like this, but I never forgot that. You know, my best friend lost his dad, not to cancer.
And the treatment killed him.
Killed him, and I never forgot that. It was years later I started putting all this together.
And, of course, that's not uncommon. That's very common. Most people that die of cancer are dying of the treatments rather than the cancer, or they're dying from cancer accelerated by the treatments. And it's funny, I had this conversation with someone earlier, and she said, you know, what about Steve Jobs? And, you know, the Steve Jobs story is obviously tragic, but a lot of people try to use his story to say, well, alternative medicine, alternative therapies, they don't work, or else what about Steve Jobs? He'd still be around.
Right.
And the reality about Steve Jobs is, one, we don't know what he did.
Right.
We have no idea what he did. It's just not public information.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is that it doesn't matter how much money you have. If you make the wrong choice in health, you will get negative and the wrong consequences. And he made choices that unfortunately did not end well for him. But if Steve Jobs is the reason that you should not try nutrition and natural therapies, then the 500,000 people dying every year from conventional treatment is definitely a good reason not to go that way.
I would say, but they get all the PR on that one.
That's too logical, Chris.
Yeah.
That makes way too much sense.
I'm sorry. Let me retract that.
Well, and also we talked about Steve McQueen over the weekend. Dr. Linda Isaacs, of course, Nick Gonzalez has talked to me about that case, and we talked about the Laetrile B17 apricot kernels and pits. But, you know, they put him out as the poster boy of alternative medicine failing. But it's well known that he failed his own treatment. He was cheating. He was still smoking and doing all the wrong things. And you're going to say the alternative. No, the treatment didn't fail. It's like you have to be, let's say, willing to do what's necessary. And when we understand it from a holistic perspective, we recognize it's not just about taking something. It's about living something, living differently.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to be willing to do whatever it takes.
And that's why there's no magic bullet.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's no magic bullet, absolutely not, but we've been conditioned into magic bulletism by the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah.
So even people that know and don't want to take pharmaceutical drugs or do chemotherapy, they still have that magic bullet mindset, and they're looking for the magic herb.
Yeah, I think we just coined a new phrase today, magic bulletism.
Have you ever said that before?
I have.
Okay.
Yes, I
have.
He sounded like very confident when he said that. I was like, I hadn't heard it, but Chris has got, he owns that one.
I own it, but I will license it to you for a small fee.
Okay.
Magic bulletism.
I like
but
that.
But it's true, though. And so that is something, it's a mentality that you have to address or combat, even in the natural world, because people are so used to the quick fix or the pill, and you have to tell them, just like you said, Robert, this is not a magic bullet situation. This is a total life transformation that's got to happen. You have to radically change your diet and lifestyle if you want to heal.
Right.
And you may be able to do a few small things. You know, sometimes small changes produce big results.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit risky. In my opinion, massive action always produces massive results.
Yeah. And to reiterate that, a lot of times, you know, writing the book, I'm contacted constantly by cancer patients and their families. And almost without exception, I honestly can't think of an exception, everyone over the last year that I've been contacted with that did natural treatments, alternative treatments, that is not succeeding, is they're failing because they're not doing the protocol properly. They've not changed their diet properly. Mm-hmm. They've not eliminated the things they're supposed to eliminate. Everyone that I know that's on alternative treatments that's doing them properly is being successful.
Well, and we talked to Dr. Linda Isaacs last hour about that peer pressure, you know, from families, from doctors, you know, even in the protocols that they put out that were being tested, how these other doctors who were supposed to help conduct it were literally sabotaging it. And we see that sabotage with families. We've got stories coming up. We've talked about that, you know, one part of the family wants to go holistic. Yeah. The other part thinks they're being, you know, criminally negligent. So there's a lot of emotionalism.
You know, just to expound on that point, it was maybe 6 months ago, I remember being contacted by a cancer patient's family.
Mm-hmm.
The patient had died, was using some kind of alternative treatment, I cannot remember. Turns out that after the person died, found out that one of the relatives had been sneaking him Twinkies and cupcakes and things like that.
Wow.
And he was supposed to be on a raw vegan diet, organic juicing and all this, had been sneaking him these foods because he was an obese man.
And he was eating them.
He was eating them.
Right, right.
He ended up dying, but his treatment was sabotaged by family.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah.
Well,
and by
himself.
Because
ultimately, he didn't eat the food, you know. And the diet has got to be the foundation.
But that what
it's
you said there,
the
ultimately, the responsibility rests with the individual, doesn't it? You know, that was kind of the message I was trying to send out there about, you know, the authoritarian kind of concept that we're all, you know, used to having to ask for permission, even though we're adults now.
Right.
That at a certain point, you got to stand up and say, no, this is my pathway. No matter what the peers try to do, no matter who tries to sabotage me, there's going to be a challenge. It wasn't promised that we were going to have an easy time on planet Earth. This is not the promise. The promise is, you know, there's salvation, but you got to be willing to do your part.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. And by the way, you know, we're living in the best time in history to adopt nutrition and natural therapies for cancer because there's so much support and there's so much information out there. I mean, it's so much easier today than it was for me almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
But having said that, you still are swimming upstream and you still can be very alone in the process.
Yeah.
And that's why it's really important to connect with people that have been there and done it and have healed themselves and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, listen to, you know, Buy Ty's book, you know, get around people that understand you and can support you, because if you don't have a support system, it's very easy to fail, and you cannot rely on your friends and family and conventional doctors to support you because they probably won't.
Chris, and that's probably one of the toughest things, that when people are in a situation like you've been in, that the people that you know and love, or you feel know and love you or should, they may still, but they are pushing you in a direction that could be your demise.
Yes.
And it isn't, it's not like, well, I don't want Chris to live. I mean, they want you to live, so they're sincere in there. But how do you discern between those? And sometimes you'll have to separate yourself out for a while just to survive.
That's what you have to do. You have to separate yourself because there's so much pressure. And it's incredibly difficult emotionally when you have your family members that really love you and care about you, but they're convinced that you have to do what the doctor says because they don't know any better.
And they firmly believe it.
And they firmly believe it, and you can't fault them for it. But they're constantly putting this pressure and this fear into you. And you, literally, for anybody out there listening, if you're in that situation, you have just got to remove yourself and just say, listen, I know you love me. I know you want what's best for me, but this is my life, and I'm making the best decisions I can with the information I've got, and I need you just to respect my decision and let me do what I'm doing. Believe me, I'm trying to live.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that they can do is they can go to your website, crispy@cancer.com, your blog, and a lot of encouraging stuff there.
Certainly.
And, of course, this is the kind of event that doesn't happen often. You're listening now. We're just wrapping up the Cancer Healing Strong. We call it HealingStrong.com. You can check it out online, and the links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com.
Hey, hang on just a second. I'm going to go see if I can grab Courtney Campbell. I'll be right back.
Can you do
for the next segment.
Yeah, okay. Cool. All right, well, we want to end on another living example is the point. Because ultimately, these are the folks, you could be the best doctor in the world, but without the living examples, like for me, to see someone that has been suffering more even than I have and they've recovered, you know how much that has an impact on you? More than any level of science that you could throw in front, and I love science. See someone who's been on death's door, and they found a way to heal natural, and you can duplicate, suddenly what is impossible becomes possible.
That's right.
Chris, do you have any events coming up we should know about? Because, you're getting out on the circuit and having a great time. Your passion is showing, and you're funny, and doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been really fun. I don't have any events on the immediate horizon. Really, I'm trying to finish my book. That's my main focus. I'm honing in on getting my book finished and really just doing the everyday stuff, running the blog and coaching people with cancer and just helping people restore their health and just kind of spreading the message of health and healing.
Well, Chris, I'm so glad we've connected. I know we've got lots more to do in the future. Everybody check it out, crispycancer.com. We have it linked up in the show notes as well. Ty will be back with us, and we're gonna end today's show on another high note, as it's been kind of a high all the way through today.
I'm back, actually. I got back.
Courtney's back.
Come on.
Okay.
Good deal.
So we got a patient that healed, and it's another living example to inspire you to do what is right. We will be back with that after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. With a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House, has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy. They're offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I'm so excited to bring us back for the finale, the grand finale of today's Sunday show. And what a better person than Courtney Campbell. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Courtney. I spotlighted her cancer success story a couple years ago in my Cancer Truth newsletter, and she and her husband, Kevin, were instrumental in bringing Healing Strong to us this weekend. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited to be able to meet Courtney for the first time face-to-face this weekend and bring her to you so you can hear her living example story of how she has beaten cancer successfully naturally. So, Courtney, thank you for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks, guys. This is cool.
Courtney Campbell, what a great way to wrap it up with a living example to the healing that is possible. What would we say? The natural realm, the spiritual principles, and apply them all and not poison the body.
So tell us, what happened? What kind of cancer did you have? What did you do to treat it?
I had a rare type of cancer called nodular lymphocyte predominant Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay.
And it was stage 2, and I found it because I developed a large mass in my armpit, and I had another one in my neck that I didn't realize it was cancer until they had the whole conventional monitoring done. I had the PET scan, and I had a biopsy, and confirmed it all to be cancer. Also bone marrow biopsy. I was initially very much in the thoughts of just get it out of me. That was kind of my mantra. And my husband was the one who just did not believe it, that chemotherapy and radiation, which was what was being recommended, was what was for us as a unit. And we had just gotten married, and we really did look at us as we were one. And so what I wanted to do with my body was also, you know, he did have a say in it.
Right.
And so he did a bunch of research really looking for what was an alternative to chemotherapy, not so much looking into we didn't even know anything about alternative therapies or alternative methods. So it was more of what was an alternative to chemotherapy, which led us eventually down the road of alternative therapies.
Sure.
What we're used to now is being so just everyday talk for us now, but then I had never heard of any of it. He learned of a book called Cancer Free, Your Guide to Gentle Non-Toxic Healing by Bill Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really drawn to it when I immediately started to just browse through it, and I said, this is the book I'm going to read. I focused on that one book. Mm-hmm. I was so overwhelmed. The main reason why I was persuaded to try, basically I said, I'm going to try it for 3 months, was because I kept running up against the wall of one of the side effects of the chemo was infertility. And mm-hmm. we had only been married 3 months. I wanted children.
Right.
He wanted yep. children. And I just kept running up against that wall whenever I said, let's do the chemo, just get it out of me. It was the infertility that became the issue.
Hmm.
So I began Bill's protocol on November 4th, 2008.
Budwig diet, et cetera,
Budwig diet, beta-glucan, raw vegan, mm-hmm. except for the Budwig, of course, but no meat, no sugar, no processed foods. And within a month, I'd say, it's kind of foggy now. It's been 5 years. I noticed immediate results in the shrinking of the tumor in my neck, which was the mm-hmm. remaining tumor after they removed the armpit tumor for the biopsy. So within a month, I noticed results.
Wow.
Within 6 months, I was in remission.
That's great.
So
now you're up almost 5 years.
It's 5 years next week.
Wow.
Yes. That, I know.
What an encouraging story.
The really pinnacle of the story is that I have two beautiful girls now. Ruby Claire, who's going to be 4, and Annabelle, who's 5 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, this awakening as far as natural cures, I mean, it's got to affect the way you're raising your kids.
Oh, yeah. They don't know any better. They don't know sugar. And, well, let's be honest. They do every now and then. We do. We're not robots. We're not, you know, we do like to enjoy ourselves every once in a while, but they don't ask for it all the time, and we don't have it in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, well, that can't help but to influence your life in other areas. The fact that you've controlled, cured your cancer naturally, and now you're healthy 5 years out. Mm-hmm. Thank God for that, that you're doing so well. It's got to rub off on the way that you're raising your kids, doesn't it?
Yeah. I just feel like our life is balanced. Like mm-hmm. we're just doing the right things where the right things need to be done. I don't feel the sense of chaos.
Or how about the fear that the medical profession puts on you?
Exactly. I feel like I don't want to say in control, but I mean, I'm completely dependent on God for everything,
mm-hmm.
but that He's given us the tools to be self-sustained, you know, and
you've got two miracles to show for it, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, Courtney, grateful that you're here with us and helping to put on the Healing Strong. What a wonderful conference.
Oh,
it's
been just, it's awesome.
And what a great finale, a living example.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on with us, Courtney. We
you're
really
welcome,
appreciate
guys.
It.
And,
very cool.
And thank you, Ty Bollinger, for co-hosting today with me.
Oh,
here
it's been great. I'll do it again anytime.
Oh, any excuse we get to get together, look out. Yeah. It's TMB and RSB. We'll be back for Outside the Box Wednesday coming up. And in the meantime, you just got to remember this, God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.